different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Stories making headlines this evening. Miles Sampa sues ECZ, chief registrar, over PF leadership dispute. Leadership movement successfully file presidential nomination papers ahead of August polls. And in international news, more die of suspected Ebola as WHO warns that numbers could rise further.
News with Keturang Tonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Patriotic Front PF faction president Miles Sampa has sued the Chief Registrar of Societies, the Attorney General and the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, over the alleged failure to amend office barriers records and failure to facilitate timely electoral administrative compliance. Mr. Sampa, in a statement of claim filed before the Lusaka High Court, is seeking an order for an interim injunction restraining ECZ or its agents from taking any administrative, regulatory or operational steps to prevent, hinder, frustrate, or invalidate his authority. He is further seeking an order for PF President to be lawfully entitled to sponsor, authorize, execute, and issue adoption certificates on behalf of PF. Mr. Sampa also sought an order that continued failure, refusal, and omission by ECZ threatens the lawful participation of the party and its sponsored candidates for the 2026 election. Mr. Sampa wants the court to order the PF president to order that the PF president should have authority to sign adoption certificates for members. Leadership Movement President Richard Silungwe and his running mate, Kamweneshe Kaela, have successfully filed their nominations ahead of the August election. The nominations were declared valid by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Chairperson, Returning Officer Mwangala Zalomis. Speaking shortly after the announcement, Ms. Zalomis directed Dr. Silungwe to appoint two election agents in each constituency and two polling agents at every polling station.
So, Kamweneshe Kaela has been validly nominated as a running mate in the state election. The poll shall be held on Thursday, 18th of August, 2026, from 06 hours to 18 hours, in all constituencies in the country. You are required to appoint two election agents in each constituency and B, two polling agents at each polling station. By the powers vested in me under Article 99 of the Constitution, I, being the returning officer, declare that your nomination is valid.
Meanwhile, Leadership Movement President Richard Silungwe says there has been a reduction in political violence in the lead-up to the August elections compared to the 2021 general elections.
We participated in the 2021 election and we are participating in the 2026 election as well. We know how much violence was there before 2021. And today we have seen that except for a few pockets of violence which we have seen, at by and large, we are seeing a reduction in political violence. And we know that because we have experienced it. So we see a seamless, progressive development in terms of our democracy.
And in a related development, nominations for parliamentary seats are underway across the country, with aspiring candidates from various political parties as well as independents filing their nomination papers at designated centres. The process has generally remained peaceful despite isolated incidents of violence reported in some areas, including an incident involving aspiring Mazavuka Central Independent candidate Gary Nkombo. Meanwhile, in Munali constituency, Resolute Party candidate under the Tonse Pamodzi Alliance, Crispin Chinda, has successfully filed his nomination papers and expressed confidence that the alliance will emerge victorious in the election.
The people of Munali have been expecting, have been in anxiety waiting for this moment. And for us, the people of Munali, we are quite happy that we are given an opportunity so that we can vote the new leadership in Munali constituency. The people of Munali are looking at how we have lived in Munali constituency. They are looking for development. They are looking for a leadership that cares for them. So here in Munali, we are anxious. We are waiting for 13th August so that we can go and vote.
And Munali aspiring independent candidate Obi Chomba has also successfully filed his nomination papers and says that this year's general election is creating more opportunities for young people.
And this is something that we must be able to realize as young people. The time for us to be used as tools of violence is gone. The drivers of the economy in any country are the young people. The discrepancy in age that there is between our leaders currently and us, the young people, is very huge. And so this is a time for us to stand up and ensure that we direct where Zambia is going. Look at the statistics for the Electoral Commission of Zambia. 4 million voters are youth.
Other candidates who successfully filed their nomination papers include three aspiring independent candidates and Citizens First candidate Matafwali Mwenya. Former Speaker of the National Assembly, Patrick Matibini, and a policy advisor to the President, Chipo Mwanawasa, have dragged a law firm to court over outstanding balances of $18,566 and 21,181 kwacha, which they have allegedly refused to pay from the estate of the late Maureen Mwanawasa. Suing as co-executives of the state, Ms. Mwanawasa and Mr. Matibini stated that Lusitu Chambers, I beg your pardon, failed to pay the outstanding balance despite being served with a demand letter on January 13, 2026. The plaintiff contends that on April 20, 2026, Mr. Steve Milimo, a second defendant in the matter, paid 75,000 kwacha towards the settlement of the outstanding amount, leaving a balance of $15,708. However, both defendants have to date refused, failed, or neglected to repay the plaintiff's full outstanding amount. The plaintiffs are therefore seeking full payment of $15,708, being money allegedly paid to the second defendant of the settlement of two High Court matters, NB versus Levy and Elimo versus Maureen. The plaintiffs also claim damages arising from breach of duty of care. Now, government has disclosed that five small-scale miners who had been trapped underground for 17 days at the Matala gold mine in Mumbwa district have been successfully retrieved alive. The rescued miners are currently receiving medical treatment at Mumbwa District Hospital.